Penguin Random House Audio presents Perennial Seller, The Art of Making and Marketing Work That Lasts. This is the author, Ryan Holiday. Introduction. In 1937, a British literary critic named Cyril Connolly sat down to write a book around an unusual question. How does an author create something that lasts for 10 years? Connolly's view was that the mark of literary greatness lay in standing the test of time. With the specter of World War looming on the horizon, the idea of anything surviving in an uncertain future had a kind of poignancy and meaning to it. The book that Connolly wrote, Enemies of Promise, explored contemporary literature and the timeless challenges of making great art. It was also an honest self-examination of why Connolly, himself a talented writer, hadn't broken through commercially with his previous work. By no means a mainstream book, Enemies of Promise was still a provocative inquiry into the important questions that artists have always asked themselves and one another. Considering the author's belief that he was qualified to determine what contributes to lasting work, we are faced with an interesting set of questions. How did his own work do? How long did a book about lasting end up surviving? Was he able to hit the mark he'd set? Could Cyril Connolly, like some literary Babe Ruth, actually end up sending the ball where he had called it? While it never became a trendy cultural sensation, this unusual book ultimately endured through wars, political revolutions, fads, divorces, new styles, which became old styles and were transplanted by newer styles, massive technological disruption, and so much else. It lasted first for a decade. In 1948, 10 years after its release, Enemies of Promise was expanded.